horrible.
I have news.
How is it good news?
Some.
All right.
It's news.
Better be good news.
Hollywood Vampires have announced their 18 North American tour date. Now, this is their first tour that they're doing. And if you don't know who Hollywood Vampires are, it's Johnny Depp, Alice Cooper, Perry from Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I don't remember his first name. And Duff from GNR.
Oh.
But he will be replaced because he is on tour with GNR. Yeah. And he will be replaced by Stone Temple Pilots bass player Robert DeLeo.
Yes, I know Robert DeLeo.
So that is who will be on tour with Hollywood Vampires. They start May 24th in Verona, New York, and will end July 25th in Paso Robles, California.
Where the hell is that at?
I have no idea, but for some reason they're not playing in L.A. And I wonder if it's because they're always playing at the Viper Room or Whiskey or, you know, the old school Hollywood, where it's like, oh, we don't need a play for you guys in Hollywood because you can see us every Saturday night in Hollywood.
It might be. It might be.
That is what's going on. I like Senator Rand Paul. Just thought I'd let you guys know that.
It might be. I had to adjust your camera because
we had an incident.
Oh, we did. Yes. And now he's gonna try and tell me all about it. All right. So you showed me the video over the weekend. Vince Neil was seen in the aftermath of what happened, being shoved around by Nicolas Cage, going, "Stop with this, man. Stop with it." Well, in other derogatory wording, in front of Aria Hotel in Las Vegas. Well, what happened was he dragged a woman or pulled a woman by her hair. And who knows if she was shoved down, but he definitely pulled her by her hair. And he has been cited since with a misdemeanor. And in the video, you can kind of tell they're not completely 100% sober. Whether it was an all-night thing with Vince Neil and Nick Cage, or if it was just an all-day thing with Vince Neil and Nicolas Cage, but they definitely weren't 100% sober. Especially when you're hugging someone with a bear hug going, "We don't do that. I know him." Can you sound like that when you're talking?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was kind of funny. What I thought was funny was that people were trying to say they got into a fight, but it wasn't a fight.
Yeah.
It was, if anything, it was Nick Cage trying to prevent Vince Neil from
escalation of events.
Yeah, from getting in even more trouble.
Yeah. So, I mean, and whenever you're drunk and you're in that kind of heat of the moment, your arms kind of just flattle around different places. All right, so Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow, has reached $10.1 million in her settlement with the Roger Rodas family estate. Not family, estate. Now, he was the one driving the Porsche in the 2013 accident that killed both of them. And her case was actually postponed because it was only marked as Meadow W. So they were, you know, whoever was had it in hold was like, "Well, we don't exactly know who Meadow W is, so we can't really do anything." Turns out it was her, but at the time she's 14, 15 years old doing it, but she's 17 now. They put the money in a trust, so when she turns 18, she can have it. So now she's going after Porsche, but Porsche has already made their statement of, "Our cars are fine. You people that drive the cars need to stop being stupid."
Oh yeah.
That's their fight, basically. The harder terms of what's going on. All right, so Iggy Azalea wants everyone to know that if she finds out that Nick Young has or is officially cheated or cheating on her, thank you, that she will cut off an inch to a half of his tallywhacker.
Oh, no.
She goes, that does not fly with me, because she did 94.1's Orlando in the Freak Show. And they said, you know, there's two types of athletes, or athletes' wives, is the ones that let their husbands do whatever, and the others that don't let it happen at all, are snoop around on their phones. And it's like, that's like so stereotypical to say, because you got to imagine not every single athlete is out there trying to cheat on their significant other.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we hear all the bad stuff, but I'm pretty sure 50% of them, maybe more, are not wandering around going vagina, 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 vagina.
They're not all.
And so
dumb.
I hate whenever people say, well, there's only two types. It's like, no, that just means that you're basically saying that all athletes are not good guys to significant others. So that's it. But hey, you go, girl. I'm all about pulling a Jody Harris. I'm all about that.
Uh-oh.
But I would never do that. But I'm all about that. All right, so Jake Lloyd. If you don't know who Jake Lloyd is.
I don't know.
In 1999, Jake Lloyd was in a movie called Star Wars Episode 1, where he played young Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, I remember him. I remember that little goofball.
Yes, he has been in jail for the past 10 months for a car chase, for a police chase down in South Carolina. And arrested on, you know, fleeing from the cops, resisting arrest, so on and so forth. Well, he's been moved down to a psych ward because he has been diagnosed with schizophrenia.
You know, I know now why that picture
that
I've seen.
Looks familiar.
Well, they had a you know those websites that have the ads. You know, the websites that go, oh, the 10 hot beach spots.
Oh, yeah.
It had
like 10
celebrity mugshots of people in trouble, something like that. And it showed the kid as Anakin Skywalker, and then it showed him as an adult. He's got like the scruffy beard.
Yeah.
And so now
he looks the same because he's just 27 years old and not 10.
There you go.
So, sports news. NCAA is holding a 3-year moratorium on new bowls. Austin, Myrtle Beach, and Charleston have been trying to get bowl games, but they're putting a moratorium on them because they don't want any new bowl games.
Yeah.
Till 2019. Now, they did this before, back in 2011, which when they opened it up, 2014, I believe like San Jose opened up their bowl, a couple of Texas places, and other Bahamas, Hawaii. You know,
yeah.
Whichever one opened up their bowls. But in 2014, 2015, after that first 3-year moratorium, they opened up. But they're now blocking it again.
They have a lot of bowls. Like a lot of bowls.
Yeah.
The Alamo Bowl, the this bowl, the Kentucky Fried
Sun
Chicken
Bowl.
Whoever wants to pay, because you know what happens.
And they're making it tougher too for them to have bowls. They have to be like these teams that are these cities that want bowls. Their team has to have like a certain amount of points.
Well, yeah, I mean,
records,
you know,
and other things.
It's like they, you know, if you pay a certain amount of money, you get a bowl. So you when bowl season starts. You have like these bowl games, like I said, you know the Chick-fil-A bowl. They have a Chick-fil-A bowl.
Yeah.
So the restaurant Chick-fil-A, they have a Chick-fil-A bowl.
Mm-hmm.
How's it? I mean, it's just insane. So good. They shouldn't have as many bowl games. Well, really, what they should do is they should expand the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, it took this long for them to get to the playoffs where it is now. They ought to expand the playoffs. Instead of four teams, they should go to eight teams, and then you eliminate certain amount of bowls. But they will not. They'll never do it. Anyways, golf.
All right. So Darren Coolidge. He's a former guard with the Packers, with Cardinals, but he's just a former guard within the NFL. But he was with the Packers in the one Super Bowl.
Okay.
He has joined the Army's National Guard. Yay!
That's cool.
He will be starting training this week, basic training, out in South Carolina, of course. Then he will spend time in Virginia training to be a mechanic on helicopters. And then we'll be coming back home to Boise, Idaho, to be a mechanic on Black Hawk choppers.
There you go. That sounds cool.
Well, that's like Dirk Berkley. Berkley. No, that's not. It's
Brian Adams.
Oh, it's a country singer named Dirk Berkley that looks like him.
He's not gonna play in North Carolina because of the religious freedom bill.
Oh.
You know, Bruce Springsteen's not going to play in North Carolina. He quit playing in North Carolina because of the religious freedom bill. So now,
it's okay. Not everyone cares about Brian Adams and his voice is 69 songs.
Yeah, and not everybody cares about Bruce Springsteen.
These people were cool in the 80s.
It's like, F that. You know, this is our fun time. This is a conversation we can have another time.
All right, so Patrick Kane, who was from Buffalo, so close to Canada that he almost didn't get this.
Uh-oh.
But he is the first American to win the Art Ross Trophy for most points in the NHL. He's had 106 points in his career, and he's the first American to win it. And he's with the Chicago Blackhawks.
All right.
My team. Right. So that means he's been to the White House like 10 million times already.
Right on.
24 years old. So, congratulations, Patrick Kane. Johnny Manziel.
Uh-oh. What did he do now?
Okay. So, as you know, there is a TV show that goes around cameras, and they pick up celebrities and they go, hey, and they ask a bunch of questions, and they're called TMZ.
Okay,
so
TMZ.
They spot Johnny Manziel in West Hollywood, who's been doing it up in West Hollywood for the past 5 to 6 days. He says...
Hey, West Hollywood.
I know. He says he lives with Von Miller. He loves football, bro, and all he wants to do is play, bro. And that he lives with Von Miller, bro, and that they're getting their lives together, bro, and that he is ready to go, bro. I think he said bro at least 20 times in this little snappy interview.
How does he live with Von Miller for?
Because apparently...
Or I should say this. What the hell does why does Von Miller live with Johnny Manziel?
No, it's... Johnny Manziel moved in with Von Miller.
I know, but I get Johnny Manziel would, but why would...
I think if this is true, that's all cool, but I think Von Miller has a little tiny man crush on Johnny Manziel because ever since that whole, like, Johnny Manziel's leaving Brown going, what's going to happen to him and how Von Miller was very defensive towards him since... basically Super Bowl, and it's like, why are you so over the top? The only player to be over the top, like,
or
nice, unless you're just a nice, generous person and you're like, I want to succeed.
Or he is gonna go to Denver, and they basically said that the higher ups said, You're gonna live with you're gonna take care of Johnny Manziel. If you could rebuild, if you could rehabilitate him and make him a human being, we're gonna keep him. You know, Von Miller's like the captain of the defense.
Yeah, he's MVP.
He's like the guy.
Yeah.
They might have basically gave him the task
of being the babysitter, and they're just not saying that yet.
Yeah, and also my favorite quote is him saying, NFL teams don't care if I party. And I'm like, done. I can't handle you anymore.
So, you know, chances are that's...
But remember, they did say depending on what happens with all the courts and all, like, the discipline that the NFL could give them, there could possibly be a signing. Because Kubiak is, like, is an Aggie.
If he's living with Von Miller, don't be surprised if...
Like, next week.
If he doesn't... When they work everything out with the league, if there's suspensions and fines, him being signed by the Broncos.
And that must be why Miller is so,
and then,
like...
And Von Miller's taking care of him, making sure he's...
Yeah.
he doesn't, you know...
All right, final story.
All right.
So, Kobe Bryant's final last game as an NBA great, the Lakers, is Wednesday. And they're playing the number one team, the Golden State Warriors.
Wow.
Tickets... last week, or a couple of days ago, or let's say several days ago, on StubHub, we're recorded at $971 to start. But now, there's a warning that says do not get tickets from anybody else unless it's Lakers Ticket Exchange on our website. And those tickets are starting at almost $1,600. $1,594, the most a person has bought two tickets courtside for $27,500 each. Each.
Wow.
$27,000 each. But hey, it is the last game against the number one team. And not only that, the Warriors, their tickets already start at $300, $400.
Now, I wonder if this game will be the game that the Warriors need to break the record.
I don't remember because I haven't looked. But I'll know.
Wouldn't that
I
be
think,
something?
Unless they play tomorrow. No, tonight. Probably maybe they play tonight. I don't know yet. I'll have to look.
You look for tomorrow and then you give us an update, please.
I will.
Okay.
That's it. My name is Kate.
All right.
This is Rob.
I'm Rob.
Tomorrow, your internet radio host, Bob Zakari, will be joining you.
Yep.
Until then, you get to look at this beautiful face.
I don't know about beautiful.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.